Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Don't it up.
If you love reality, this is Big Brother.
I have never in my life yelled at a girl like this.
Bye, pumpkin.
But you're good.
You're going to love the Real House Husbands podcast.
The Real House Husbands.
Talking all things reality, both on screen and in real life.
You will never believe what happened next.
Because sometimes it's juicier.
He goes out of their way to go and say that to someone.
Get ready, because it's about to get real in here with your hosts, Tim and Rod.
The morphlest of them all.
Tim, Rod. You are the winners of the amazing.
Welcome back to another episode of the Real House Husbands podcast.
Yes.
Today we are doing a drunken confessional with the Bachelorette 2020, Ellie Miles. She's on her way over to the studio right now and we are so excited.
I'm obsessed with Ellie and she's become one of our really good friends, which is even better. So we're going to try and get her to spill some tea that we may already know.
Yeah. But I've got us thinking that we are obsessed with reality TV and every single good reality show, let's face it, has booze involved.
It really does. Like anything entertaining on television comes from like a drunken argument, a drunken fight. Like our podcast is The Real House Husbands. Like look at all the Real Housewives franchises. Like there's don't you come after my husband moments. There's everything in it.
You always, slut pig. Iconic.
Always starts with like a lick it up housewife.
Yeah, 100%. So we thought let's do a drunken confessional, not just to each other, but to the entire world. So before Ellie gets to the studio, we're going to do studio. It's bloody a bedroom in the back of our house. I'm trying to sound bougie, but once Ellie gets here, we'll do it with her. But we thought we'll go first. So
you're throwing me under the bus here.
I'm handing the baton to you. Your drunken confessional. The stage is yours.
All righty. Well, I'm going to take everybody back to Kentucky. So I was in Europe on Kentucky. I was 21 years old. And
goals.
Let's face it, Kentucky, if anyone's ever done a Kentucky, you are drunk the whole time. Like I started in like a sail in Croatia.
Wow.
So it was like 8 days sailing the islands of Croatia.
Yeah.
I don't think I really slept. Like I reckon I slept a few hours in the whole 8 days.
Could you imagine doing that now? Impossible.
Oh gosh. It takes me like 4 days to get over one big night, let alone a week of drinking.
Yeah, me too.
But like literally you would go out all night. You had to be back on the boat before 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And like the clubs are still open over there. You just go out party and we're like, oh my gosh, it's 6:45. We've got to like stumble our way back to the boat. Then we'd take another vodka Red Bull and take it on top of the boat. It was just incredible. But then I backed up that Kentucky in Sail Croatia to like a 25-day all over the rest of Europe.
Oh, my God. How are you still alive?
I don't know. But it got to a point where we're in Switzerland, right?
Yeah.
And we had this – there was this like bar. There was about 4 Kentucky groups at this big hostel place and this bar attached to it. We got so wasted. It was the biggest nights. The night started like every night with tequila shots. Oh. It was crazy. Anyway, well, literally, speaking of that sound effect,
oh my God.
I got so wasted – passed out, don't even remember going to bed.
Yeah.
The next morning, hungover as hell, I thought, hey, I'm going to go downstairs to have a shower. And I go into the dormitory bit, whatever you call it, and go in. There was vomit everywhere from literally in the toilet cubicles, into the shower, into the basin. It was just everywhere. And
it was disgusting.
Like, who the fuck did this? This is disgusting. Disgusting. And so I went back upstairs and whinged to everyone about, like, honestly, if you can't control your booze, don't drink. That's our Rod. That was you.
Oh, no. So you were the sicko who spewed everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone would have hated your guts.
They did. Well, literally, my guts were all over the floor.
That would have stank. Did it just reek?
Yeah, but not many people knew me, so I just got. I was like, they're like, "Oh, who did that?" I'd be like, "Oh, John."
Did you get like a crazy little wig disguise and a fake moustache and hide for the rest of the Kentucky
trip?
No,
the next destination I think was Austria, and they were like, "Rod, you're not having tequila shots at the start of the night.
You're gonna be the sober one that like does not spew again." That's so good.
All right, I can't be the only drunk here, so you're up.
Mine is so embarrassing. I know you like. I did a year away in Canada. I was working overseas for a year.
So like a gap year
pretty much. Wow. Yeah, in Banff, Canada. It was the most magical place ever. It was so beautiful. But this is before I'd come out to anyone, so I was still in the closet,
little straight boy,
and I was still a little straight boy. And my mission for the trip though was to, I was like, I had to lose my virginity. I was still a virgin as well, and I was like, I knew I was gay deep down, but I was like, you know what, I'm gonna sleep with a chick. And I'm just going to prove to the world that I'm straight. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. I was still struggling with my sexuality. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to sleep with a girl.
How old are you here? Like 19 or something?
Yeah, just turned 19.
Whoa.
So I was still very sexually confused. Obviously, deep down, I knew I was gay, but I was trying to mask it with sex, drugs, and rock and roll. But there was this one girl who I was obsessed with because she looked exactly like Miley Cyrus.
Don't blame her. I'd probably still leave you for Miley Cyrus.
Well, I wanted to be Miley so bad, which is probably why I gravitated towards his chick.
Yeah.
Well, long story short, we started kissing and I was like, okay, I'm going to lose my virginity to this girl. And I just could not.
Did she know this? Hey, I'm kissing you, so I'm going to bang you.
Well, she knew I wanted her, but I think she was like, I don't know, we're both very drunk and I just could not get an erection. I kept trying to shut my eyes and I was thinking of a man and that was helping me a little bit, but I just, there was no way I could physically have sex with this chick, this Miley lookalike.
Yeah.
It was not going to happen. So it was so embarrassing. I could not get an erection and I left so embarrassed and I went straight to the club. I dead set. I went to drink my sorrows away.
Oh.
I was at the club, humiliated and embarrassed, and LMFAO shots came on.
Yes,
you know
I
that
love
song?
That
still
song.
To this day, it shut, puts shut, the shut, biggest shut, shut. Spring in my backside. When that comes on, it is impossible not to want to drink. So I was like straight to the bar, like a beat of the honey, a moth to the light.
Yep.
And I was neck and back shots, trying to drink that memory of my limp penis away.
Well, what's your drink of choice?
I was just going the cheapest shots there was. Yeah. I was 19. I was like,
the house vodka. Give me some straight up
house vodka. Well, I wrote myself off and I kid you not when I say I blacked out and I literally woke up in prison.
What?
I woke up in like a cell and I was like, where the hell am I? I thought I was in one of the Saw movies because there was like two other guys like passed out next to me. I thought they were dead. And I was behind this bar, this metal cell block door, like out of Chicago.
I know you. You would have like freaked I was the like, fuck out.
I was like, hello, like help. And this what are they called? Policeman Police. Walked over, looked down at me and goes, mate. He goes, you're in the drunk pit, the drunk cell. You were so out of control drunk last night that we had to lock you up.
Oh my gosh. Over in Canada, did they do your, did they like get your thumbprint and stuff like that? Did you have to go stand in front of them crazy walls?
Oh my God. They put me in front of a wall.
They
gave me those crazy numbers, like out of the Lady Gaga telephone music video. Yeah. I had to stand there while they were taking photo after photo. I was so humiliated. Well,
did they hose you down?
They should have because I reeked like a sicko. I was covered in booze, probably covered in piss. Oh my God. It was the night from hell. But I learned from my mistakes. I've never been locked up again.
Wait, have you got a criminal record?
I don't think so. I think I was obviously being a serial public pest and they just locked me up to get me off the streets, but also to shake me into some cold, hard truths of, mate, you need to sober up.
Okay. If we go to Canada and we get like
stopped at the border,
yeah, literally not let in at the border, I'm still going in. All right.
But the funny thing was I was terrified, but I went back there the next day because I didn't have any souvenirs of the trip. And I was like, what would be a better souvenir what are they called? Crime shot?
No.
What are they called?
Mugshot.
That's it. So I went back looking for my mugshot and they said, no, mate, we're not giving you that. Piss off.
Yeah, we're not going to reward you for your bad behavior.
But honestly, like I said, I've never been locked up again. So I definitely learned from my mistake.
Oh, well, good boy.
So there are our confessions. We're excited to hear Ellie's and we can't wait till she shows up here and we can have a few jelly shots and chat to Ellie Miles.
Yes, can't wait.
A Australia and the world fell in love with our next guest when she was a participant on the 2019 season of The Bachelor. She then graced our screens last year in a world first when her and her sister were Australia's bachelorettes.
She's not just a stunner, but is dead set one of the most genuine and kindest people we have ever met.
Yes!
Please welcome our bestie, Ellie!
Yes! Yes! Queen of the goddamn world! Bigger than Oprah, baby!
Fuck yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I'm so happy to be here.
So if you didn't already get by that intro, we're a little bit lit. And this podcast
a little bit different
because this is a drunk podcast. We've already had a few drinks. And that's really good because Ellie becomes a little bit more loose-lipped when we are drinking.
Yes. Doesn't she ever?
I want to paint a picture. We were literally before this twerking in the streets, strutting up and down the street, filming each other, getting our Beyonce, Destiny's Child fantasies. We are lit for the gods and we are so honestly so happy to have Ellie here because she is not just a good friend of ours, but Australia loves this chick. You and your sister, the whole bloody world fell in love with you guys. World first, bachelorettes. Can you believe it even happened? Like, do you look back on that and think, holy shit, I was on that show?
I honestly look back at anything that I've done on TV and I just feel like it was all a dream.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Like, in a good way or?
100%. In just a way that it's like you look back, like you never ever think you'd do something so crazy in your life and then you look back and you've done it and you're just like, what the
heck? I'm a crazy bitch.
Holy shit.
But before we get too far in, I feel like we need to set some ground rules here.
Yes.
A drunk pod wouldn't be a drunk pod without some rules.
100.
So, like, we're not stupid. We tried to get Ellie a bit drunk so she'd be a bit loose-lipped, right? So, if there is a question today that you do not want to answer, I'm afraid, Ellie, but you need to drink if you do not answer a question of ours.
And I reckon the second anyone says bachelor or bachelorette, we all have to drink.
Oh, God. Okay?
Yes!
Okay, so they're the rules are set.
One more.
Yeah.
Ellie, iconic word that she always says is 100.
Yes.
So if she says 100, we have to drink.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I want to jump into the deep end. You and old mate Fraser. So Fraser, people who didn't watch the show, Ellie picked Fraser. From the get-go, did you have a connection with him? Did you know from day one, this is the bloke I want to choose in the end? This is the guy I'm feeling those crazy feels for?
Honestly, like, I think, like, the second that I met Fraser, F-bomb, we can call it F-bomb.
F-bomb, yes.
What? No way.
Is that because he's a fuckwit?
Up for interpretation. I reckon from the second that I met him in, like, the show, I was just like, oh, yeah, there's a bit of something about this guy. Like, I was definitely drawn to him.
He's a good-looking dude. Like, his good looks, next level.
Yeah, 100.
Drink!
Oh, this is going to get messy. I feel it.
No, shit. Honestly, instead of saying yes, I just say 100.
You just said it. Drink.
We should have gotten a spew bucket in case one of us, like, projectiles.
No. This equipment's way too expensive for that, people.
If you guys spews this shit, get the fuck out. But so you felt it, Elle. You felt it.
Yeah, but do you know what? Like, I look back to the moment, like, being, like, I guess when it was all happening and thinking like, oh, yeah, wow, it's amazing. Like, you know, he's great and stuff. But, like, in hindsight, I kind of just think, like, maybe he reminded me a little bit of two of my exes. That's why I was drawn to him. Like, I've honestly thought that. Like, maybe it was, like, familiarity.
Oh, the drinks are kicking in.
I've had, like, 17 jelly shots.
The jelly shot queen.
But, Elle, do you remember we actually all hung out at the beach and this is like just after you'd finished filming. So you knew who you had chose. You wouldn't tell us obviously because of the contracts and that, but you said to us, I think I've met my person.
Yes.
So obviously for you, you were pretty caught up with this guy and then things just didn't work out. Like, how did it go from this is my person to it not being your person?
Yeah. The shit hit the fan, so to speak. Did you just throw up in your mouth?
That was a little bit. I think what happened, crikey, honestly, like I think just me going on Bachelorette in general, like I'm someone that doesn't do anything unless I'm 100% certain and I know that I'm going to give 110%. So
yeah.
I think the fact that I went and did that, like I had the utmost, like I had hopes and dreams that whoever I would find out of it was going to be the person that I'd end up with.
Aww.
So I think like I tried to believe in that so hard, even like following, I guess, filming and everything. Mm. And like when we were separated, like and stuff, I think I just tried to believe in that. And I was just like, no, this is it. Like this is, you know, this has got to be him, because there were definitely really, you know, genuine feelings there for him. And I really did feel them back from Fraser.
Yeah.
At the time of filming and then just like immediately after, but you know, shit went downhill obviously. But like, I think I just really, really, really wanted it to work out. So I think I held on longer than maybe I should have, but at the end of the day, I guess I still look back and I'm like, at least, you know, at least I know that I did everything in my power that I could do. And I know, like looking back, that I gave it 110%.
For sure. I want to know, with Fraser, I want you to give us your best and worst feature. So, like, did he have amazing eyes and, what, real hairy balls, or, like, a beautiful ass but, like, a manky toe? Like, give us your best and worst feature of Fraser.
Pretty much what Tim's asking is, did Fraser have a nice penis?
Describe his penis in depth, girl. The stage is yours.
Fuck.
Your best and worst. Because okay. He was a really good looking dude, yeah.
I feel like it's a bit of a double edged sword if we talk about the penis.
What do you mean, like goods and bads? Crazy hook.
The best is also the worst. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, do you keep it a sec? What do you mean? The best was the worst.
Decipher what? That. It's a riddle.
What?
We're going to ask everyone on Instagram how to decipher that.
What was the thing about him, though, that you just melted? Was there something, his eyes, his skin, his tats, his whatever?
Honestly, like, it's funny because it's like now that I think about it, I'm like, nah. But, like, at the time, I remember I really just, I thought, like, I loved, like, visually I loved his eyes.
Wow.
But, like, I think I thought he was just, like, a really genuine bloke. Like at the time.
When did it go to shit?
On at the time.
Take us through when it went to shit. What happened?
So, crikey, honestly, I think it was honestly just like the best thing ever until he got out of quarantine and like went back into the real world, back into Brisbane. Yeah. And like I remember him, like this is like a bit of a quote from him. He was like, I just want to make sure everyone knows that I'm still the same Fraser. And I think he had like a bit of an ego thing going on. Like he was the top dog, kind of like mad bloke in Brisbane. And I think he just wanted to uphold that image.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think like from that point, like from the moment I guess he sort of got out of the bubble.
Yeah.
The bachelorette bubble. Anyone who's been in it could understand what it is. And like, I think for me, like, I just wanted, like, it wasn't a bubble for me. I was like, I want this to be a part of my life.
Yeah.
You know, like, this isn't a bubble. But I think the second he got out, it was just like, I think that's when everything started to go downhill.
So this is a very, very sensitive one. There was a lot of rumors about other girls that he was talking to in Brisbane, and obviously a long-term relationship and whatnot. You've spoken about your exes burning you and that sort of stuff before. How did you react when you started reading things that he might not have been faithful to you?
Whoa. Because it was headlines, he cheated on you. Like, is that true?
I
Diesel's outside.
Diesel's like, yes, it's fucking true.
I'm gonna fucking bite that.
That dog's protective is about.
Daisy loves Ellie.
Yes.
So give us the TL. Did he cheat on you, or?
I guess how can you really know until like that person admits it to you? And yeah. No, Fraser has definitely not admitted that to me. Whoa. He's definitely always denied it. But they're like from the day that everything was aired about like us being together and like who I chose and whatnot, like there were things like people approached me on Instagram saying like, no, yeah, you know, he's done this, he's done that. Wow. But I think like I just had like the highest hopes. I was very, I guess, I don't know, naive and I guess caught up in just hoping the best for the situation, yeah, that like, you know, hopefully he wouldn't do that to me, because I have had that done to me in the past before and like we had spoken about it, and I was like, please, like, you know, if there's ever anything, like if you're ever unhappy, just leave me, just don't, like, yeah, don't do that to me. Like actually, like we had that conversation immediately after the show, and like when we spent 3 days together, like directly after filming and everything, and he was like, yeah.
I guess you never know when like these like skanky girls are just gonna like go to Daily Mail and press and make up bullshit as well, just to cause drama.
Yeah, I think you just, yeah, exactly. Like you don't know what people's intentions are, and like anything that Fraser said to me, I was definitely convinced that whatever he would say to me was the truth. I was like, and I'm someone that loves to think the best of other people, and I at the time definitely felt that everything he said to me was genuine, and I was like, you know what, like this is just crazy, like all I, like you can't even possibly imagine what it's like to have like the whole nation looking in on your relationship and your love life and you know, judging it and like weighing in on it, and it's just like it caused a lot of stress and anxiety for me, and I was just like, holy moly, what do I even believe? What do I do? And I was just trying to trust my gut at the end of the day.
Yes.
But, like, mate, honestly, I don't know. Like, I even had a chick, like, this week message me and be like, oh, you know, like, my boyfriend was at the same Bucks party in Ellie Beach and said he admitted to doing it. And I don't know. Like, I still get messages to this day, like, people weighing in on that point in my life. Like I don't even know if you call it a relationship. Like I don't think it was, like it honestly was just, I don't think it was. No. I really don't think it was a relationship.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row, dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You just mentioned before that like you've had exes like cheat on you and like betray your trust, like, and now like there's this like weird space with Fraser, you don't really know the truth. Going forwards, obviously, like you're still gorgeous, you're a catch, like
catch of the century.
Yeah, do you have like trust issues moving forward?
Definitely, yeah, for sure. I think that's something that I will continue to have to work through. Yeah. It's funny. It's like even just like little things, like whether you don't know for sure whether they've like fucked you over and cheated on you. Like pretty much every single relationship or extended period of time that I've spent with someone, they've like I've found out that they've been like messaging another girl or done it's something shady.
Bastards!
And wow. Honestly, fuck you guys. Yeah. Fuck you.
Call them out, girl. Call them out.
All guys are dicks.
Unless you get.
In hindsight, did you wish you kind of chose Joey, or looking back on that experience, do you think, shit, I should have chose old mate and not Fraser?
Or anyone else in the
group. Oh, yeah. If you're looking back on it, would you have chose anyone differently?
Definitely should have chosen like Osha? Rudy.
Rudy?
Pascal.
Oh, my God. Pascal, what a tosser.
Oh, God. No, like looking back, no, I don't think so. Like, I don't like to look back on any decision that I've made in my life and think like I should have done something different, because you could think about that in any kind of scenario in your life. You could always look back on like choices you've made and be like, I should have done this. Like, if it didn't work out, like in hindsight. 100%. So I just think like, I think where I'm at in my life now and how happy I am and like how many, I guess, even though I went through a really shit time with, I guess, Fraser and like what I had to face afterwards, like with anxiety and just like I had to really like dig deep to try and overcome some trust issues that I've had as a result of not only him but just like past experience in relationships. Like if I hadn't have, I guess, had all of those challenges, I wouldn't be where I'm at now. And I feel like I'm really on the road to be so self-aware and so connected to myself and so just like, thank fuck I went through all that shit. Yeah, like while it was fucked at the time and I'm like going through it and like I'm just like in my mind I've like got like this little reassuring voice being like, it's gonna be okay, babe. Yeah. Like, you know,
that's so
like
good.
You'll get through the end of the tunnel, there'll be light there, I'm sure. Yes. Like I'm just like, trying to reassure myself, but like I feel like I'm like actually getting there now and I'm just like looking back and I'm like, oh fuck, thank God. And I'm like, you know what, I'm glad for the lessons. Like, might have been a bit of a shit bloke, but he was a great lesson.
Oh, that's
and
beautiful.
Obviously, we met you and became friends with you between your season on like The Bachelor and then when you became The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And we honestly, I can say we think you've like transformed.
You
I think
have, Elle, you have.
You're literally like inspiration, not just to us, but like anyone that follows you on Instagram. Like you're fitter, your mindset is in this really strong place. You're
so positive.
Yeah, inspiration. Like just... That's why you're here right now. Do you know what I mean? Like, you just like radiate positivity and we're obsessed with you.
Yeah.
But do you know what though? Like, I've said this to you guys before, just like on a personal level, because we are such great friends. Like the time, like immediately after being on Bachelorette, when I was like just trying to figure out what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
I had like such a high level of anxiety that I felt like there was a hand like wrapped around my throat. That's what it felt like. I felt like someone was kind of choking me.
Wow.
And not in a good way.
We'll talk about that off air.
What was that from, Elle? From all the pressure, all the fucking stress,
I think
everything?
It was just a physical symptom that I was experiencing from anxiety. And like, I've never really had anxiety before, like until that, like until that experience. And like, it was relentless. Like, I'd wake up and I'd be like, am I okay? Am I okay? Am I okay? And then it would just be like, boom, like a hand around my throat. And
it's crazy.
Just felt like I was being choked kind of thing. And like something, like I've spoken about this before in terms of like, you know, going to air locker and doing that physical activity and just like, you know, doing something that gets your mind off it that would like alleviate that awful feeling. But I said to you guys like exude so much positive energy that you would do that for me. Like, if I would go to a bloody gym session with you two when I was in like the darkest places, I would leave and I would just be like, oh my God, like fucking relief, like thank Jesus. I would like look up to the heavens and be like, thank you.
Elle, I want to know the tea though. In that house, in that mansion with all those dudes, how many of those guys did you actually see their penis? And two. Before you pick Fraser.
Two? Oh, I love that you just answered.
Wait, before you pick Fraser, had you slept with him / seen his penis?
No, go back. Answer the first question.
So you saw two of the dudes' penises.
Wait, at what point of the thing?
Wait, in the whole experiment.
Let me clarify this. Out of all the guys that were on the show, we just take a step back and we look at all the guys lined up and you say, Ellie, how many dicks have you seen out of that? And I was to say two.
Okay, so Joey and Fraser.
What?
That makes sense.
Who had a bigger dick?
I could have a drink.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised that's the first time that you've actually utilized your, like, out there to have a drink.
Had you, so if you don't mind me asking, had you slept with Fraser before you chose him as your winning dude?
No.
Could you imagine if he was a dad root, though, after you've gone through this process and you're like, Fraser, I choose you, and then like you go away and you're 3 days and you're like, okay, he lasts like 5 seconds.
No, so you guys hadn't even been together physically before you chose him.
No, so like in the-
That's a ballsy move.
I know. That's a ballsy move. No, like, crikey, oh my goodness.
I think the drinks are kicking.
Guys, can I go to the bathroom because my blood is about to explode?
Me too.
Pause.
Pee break.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you still have contact with Matt Agnew? Is it Agnew? Agnew?
Agnew?
Oh my God. No, but do you still DM Maddie from your season at all?
No way.
You don't have any contact with him whatsoever?
Any of the girls? Any of the girls.
From that season?
The girls that I am still actually good friends with, to this day, are Kristen and Nicole.
And
I saw heaps of Emma Roach as well, but I guess the main, from at this point in time, the ones that I'm most close with are definitely
Who is the biggest bitch from the whole season?
The biggest bitch.
That you just want nothing to do with, I'm trying to think back who was on it. I'm trying to go through.
I love how you wait for that question after we've fed him copious amounts of alcohol.
Fuck you guys. No. Do you know what? I don't know. I'm trying to think who was nasty to who. And I think there were definitely a lot of people that were nasty to Abby.
Because she got a bit of the villain of that season.
Could you see yourself rekindling that relationship with Abby?
I don't have any hard feelings towards Abby at all. I think what we all went through as a collective, you can't even possibly really imagine what it's going through that kind of multiple girls trying to go for a singular guy at the same time. I don't think anyone can truly understand what it's like until they go through that.
Well, that's a gift for you coming on the pod today. We've got Abby's vibrator that we'll give you.
I think she's fucking killing it. And I think good on her. I think that's mint.
When you're releasing your own vibrators, that's when you know you've made it.
I know.
Yes. But bringing it back to your season, something that was pretty controversial and we were yes, girl, get it, is when Pascal had comments about you and Becky. I think the comment was, correct me if I'm wrong, but he said something along the lines of, couldn't have the network got prettier girls to be Bachelorette? And when it got back to you and Becky, you girls were oh, bitch, I don't think so. And you confronted him and kicked him out of the house.
This is the most iconic moment of the whole season. This toss bag legit said, the show could have gotten hotter chicks. We were fuming. I could not even imagine how you girls would have felt in the moment. Take yourself back to that. What were you thinking? And would you have said more shit to him and ripped him to shreds even more?
So there was a bit of a situation where it unfolded that we found out from other guys and from our undercover cousin.
Oh yeah.
Domo.
our undercover cousin Mitch as well, that he'd been saying a bit of shit, just being they could have picked hotter chicks. Actually, Aggie said that. One of the guys, Aggie. And Aggie's a good bloke.
Nice dude.
Yeah, there's no way that you would hear that from Aggie and question his intentions, because he's just, he's what else do I have to gain here? I'm just trying to be honest with you girls. I have respect for you both. So.
Yeah, because Pascal came out after that episode aired and he said that he went to producers and said that he wanted out, that he thought you girls were awesome girls, but there wasn't a emotional connection there. And then the producers span this story and got Aggie to say these things and all the rest of it. But I call BS on it because he didn't, I guess there's editing in that, but he didn't really even try and defend himself. It was just I don't know. And then he's like, bitch, bye.
Has he slid into your DMs, that Pascal guy, to be sorry, I didn't say that, I didn't mean that, those words weren't truthful or anything like that?
He's definitely slid into my DMs once or twice. I can't actually remember exactly. I could look it up right now. I haven't responded, though, because I just don't have – Like, I don't give my energy to people that I think that are just kind of like full of shit.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess what happened at the end of the day, like, he said some stuff. Unfortunately, the stuff that he said ended up coming out on TV, and obviously it's a TV show, so they ran it away a certain way. But you know what? It was pretty well in line with the way that what he happened? Said it.
Yeah.
But looking back, like, he's gone through it and be like, ah, oh, fuck, probably shouldn't have said that. Maybe I don't agree with that. Oh, you know, I've learned a bit of a lesson. Like, that sucks. But
he tried to make himself look like a saint, though, in all his after interviews about it. Like,
yeah, I know. He's definitely played the victim. I'll definitely say that.
Yeah.
Was there a moment at the Bachelor where you were so drunk you look back and think, oh, my God, I was on TV and I was trashed?
Yeah, yeah.
Which part?
Most of. No, honestly, like, I was so nervous the whole time, and, like, I knew that I sort of knew what I wanted to do, like, right up until the end. So, like,
Yeah. Like
pretty close. Like, you know, I sort of got to the end of the whole experience and I had it pretty much figured out. And, like, it was just really hard. Like, it's so hard to not just be honest with how you're feeling. Yeah. And, like, that was, like, a huge source of anxiety for me, because I was just like, what the fuck? I was like, God, like, this is killing me. Like, this is honestly killing me. Like, not being honest with people and just having to go through the motions. And I know that other people that have been in the same position where they've had to do the same thing, that they could relate.
Mm.
But, like, it was hard. It was really, really hard. So,
Elle, if you had a magic wand and you have to pick one guy, could be like the Bachelor or one of the contestants that you will marry and have kids with across all the Australian seasons, you got to pick one.
Fuck.
Who would it be?
She's going to drink again.
Yeah. Any of the male contestants or female, any of the bachelors or bachelorettes, you got to pick one person that you are going to knuckle down with for the rest of your life, pump out a few kids and live happily ever after. Who is the person you are going to pick?
I think, honestly, I would take a drink, but, like, if we're saying it like that, I could definitely, like, knuckle down with Angie.
Hey! Yes! Angie Kent. Yes. Well, oh, my God. I would turn straight for Angie.
If I was going to give my honest answer, like heterosexual answer, from my perspective, I would definitely drink a drink.
Well, Ellie, thank you for being, like, one of our best friends. Like, over the last 12 months, you've literally become one of our best friends ever. Thank you so much for coming on the Real House Husbands podcast. And thanks for giving us some tea, girl. Ellie, thanks for getting wasted with us.
Ellie Miles, you're a dead set, the legit bitch. Sorry, I'm drunk.
The legit bitch.
Could you hear Tim slurping before?
We're frothing you so much. You're honestly the most kindest, nicest, genuinest, operist person we've ever met. You honestly, you make us smile and you make us so happy, and we are living that you came here to chat with us. We couldn't be happier.
She came here for our alcohol.
Ellie Miles, you're the queen of all queens. Thank you so much. We're obsessed with you. Thank you so much, Ellie Miles. We love you.
Guys, I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for having me. This has been so much fun. Like, honestly, the whole time. Yes. The pre-drinks.
Can we have like a little, like, we're gonna burst into song right now. Ellie, what song? Britney?
Oh, fuck. Why did I just have Britney Spears Toxic come into my head?
If you taste of the lips, I'm wondering. You're toxic, comfortable under. Taste of the lips, I'm wondering.
Our album's coming out soon. Bye, bitches.
Tragic.
We love you, Ellie. Bye.
Bye, bitch.
We are back in our studio, as Tim likes to call it, the next morning, because we are dusty as all hell and forgot to do an outro with Ellie yesterday.
We dead set have dragged our hungover AF asses out of bed. My head is pulsating like crazy.
I feel like
is yours like rusty?
Jelly dusty? Shots were a bad idea.
Oh, my God. But long story short, guys, to paint a picture in your head of what happened after that recording, we were all dancing around the house like crazy. The Britney Spears, the Pussycat Dolls. We're watching RuPaul.
I love it.
It was the best night ever. whatever. Would not surprise me if we get a few knocks on the door this morning from the neighbours, giving us a few noise complaints because we were out of control.
Yeah, but if that happens, I'm just going to be like, oh, no, it's fine. It was just Ellie Miles, the bachelorette.
She was forcing us to party. Blame her.
But we have so many other amazing guests lined up over the next coming weeks. We're so excited to tell you who they all are.
Yeah, it's a secret for now, but stay tuned.
Tight-lipped. But if you have been enjoying our podcast, we appreciate it if you share it across all of your social medias and make sure you're following us on Instagram at Tim and Rod to keep up to date with all things The Real House Husbands podcast.
Yes, do not miss next week's episode.
Tim's still drunk.
I'm still wasted. Get me another jelly shot. We are out of here. Hope you guys enjoyed it. See you next week on The Real House Husbands podcast.
Bye-bye.
It's time to go.
Thanks for listening to The Real House Husbands podcast.
Bye, pumpkin.
Keep up to date with at Tim and Rod on Instagram.
Doing what we love to do the most.
And subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.